You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Now, Simo, I just want to just very quickly put you to the test.
Yes.
Your concernedometer, how concerned you are, say out of 10. Zero is not concerned at all. 10 is very concerned.
Yep.
At this very moment right now, how concerned are you?
Just in general?
Just in general, yeah.
Oh, zero to a one?
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Now, let me read you the headline of this story and then we'll test again.
Yep.
Two escaped hybrid wolves have been captured. One is still on the loose.
Where?
Well, Simo, they are in California.
Oh, Cali. Right on.
Back down to zero. Okay. Not too fast.
You know, the local wolves we have is the wolf mother, and that's about it.
No, but Simo, officials in California have said that they have recovered two wolf hybrids that escaped from their owner. One of the animals, however, is still on the loose. What
the hell? Hold up. There was a dude that owned hybrid wolves.
Three of them.
Okay. What was his name? Wolfgang? Was he German? What was?
He has been unnamed, perhaps for the best, after setting three of his wolves loose.
No joke.
These are hybrid wolves. They're a hybrid of wolves and domestic dogs.
Was his name Van Helsing, and was he on the lookout for creatures of the undead?
Look, again, unconfirmed the owner's name. However, I'm not denying.
What's he doing?
Maybe it was.
Yeah.
Two of the hybrid wolves in question, which sounds very scary to say, have been captured. There is still one which is on the loose in California. It's about 8 months old. It's a female. Officials have said it doesn't really pose a threat to humans. However, small pets may be in the firing line.
So hybrid, talk to me about that.
Yes, that is also the word that captured my attention.
So
when I read this news story this morning.
Have they been obviously bred over time to serve a certain function?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know, Simo. We've touched on this show about before, and one thing that I am loving keeping updated on is the beefalo.
Yeah, the beefalo, the genetically modified cow.
Yeah, so it's a mix between a cow and a bison, I think it was, that is still on the loose in another part of America.
Yeah, and then I got told by a listener of this show that there is in fact something called a fluffy buffalo.
A fluffy buffalo?
Yeah.
What, is that a mix of a buffalo and a cotton wool bud?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a wild night, isn't it, really, for whoever mothered it.
But Simo, so we've already got the beefalo, which is still, I was just having a look this morning, it's still on the loose.
Okay, yeah.
They've got one wolf hybrid in America also, which is also on the loose.
Right.
Does America have any animals that aren't like hybrids or genetically modified or something like that? And can they build, like, stronger fences, please?
I think well, it's funny you should mention the fences. Today they've started putting a fence around the White House with all the election bits and pieces going.
Oh, okay, have
so
they?
That's to keep a particular creature in.
Right.
But maybe you've actually worked something out here, Jordan.
What?
I reckon it's like a tourism thing.
Okay.
So the letting a genetically modified animal loose in your state or in your town and then it mysteriously disappearing or not being seen.
Oh, I see what you're doing, yeah.
Drums up a bit of publicity for travel. Now, there hasn't been a lot of planes going from A to B.
And probably still won't be for a while, so I'd question their timing.
That's right. But, you know, they've got to go the extra mile, as it were, to encourage tourism.
I mean, maybe, perhaps, I mean, I'm not denying that could be a way. Where my mind went with this, though, is, of course, the US election is on. It's happening right now, actually.
Yeah.
We should be able to get a result. Australia, well, hopefully.
Yeah.
I think, like, late tonight or early tomorrow morning, Australian time. But, like, maybe, you know, the two, Biden and Trump, maybe they want to just, you know, get some more votes, some last-minute votes.
Okay, right.
Trump's going, I'm going to build a wall.
Not for immigration.
Not between America and Mexico, just to keep the hybrid wolves in.
It's in LA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the tourism angle's interesting. Because then when you know how you hop on the open-top buses in LA?
Or do the Hollywood signs, see all the celebrities, and now we're going hunting for some wolves.
We're
going
to go...
Go away, Tom Cruise. We don't want you anymore. We're looking for the wolves.
We're going to go see Tom Hanks's house, and then we're going to go and see if we can spot a genetically modified wolf that may eat you.
Actually, I'm coming around to your tourism idea. I'm up for that.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan with you for a love chat. Love chat, baby.
Love a good love chat.
And when love strikes, sometimes there's other things that go with it, Jordan.
Okay.
Like what, for instance? What would be an example?
Well, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about...
Just when love strikes, Jordan.
When love strikes, they might have a nice car that you get to ride around in. Is that where you're going with this?
Maybe,
or?
But there's steps that are taken. Love hits... Then there's maybe a ring involved down the track.
Oh, so you've jumped quite far ahead.
When love strikes.
I was thinking, we'll go see a movie or something like that, but you've gone straight to the wedding.
Well, love strikes hard and fast, Jordan.
Yeah, when love strikes and you spend 2 years or so making sure that he or she is the right one.
Yeah.
Then out come the wedding rings.
Okay, right. Well, a lot of people do move faster than that.
Kim Kardashian particularly.
And then what happens down the track after that? So the love hits, rings are received.
They have a very expensive bill.
Because there's a
kid. For the wedding.
There's a kid involved.
Oh, and the kids happen.
Yeah, that's an expensive bill as well.
I can imagine it would be.
Can be costly. Now, the reason I bring up that whole relationship scenario is because a woman has taken it to social media to ask people whether or not she's overreacting for wanting to change her custody agreement.
Okay.
Now, this is after her ex mistakenly left her with the wrong baby.
So I think, just quickly going back to your love timeline.
Yes.
You've skipped a step. Where the love ceases to be love.
Shattered to bits.
And some paperwork gets filled out.
That's correct.
And then so what happens? The husband left her with the wrong baby.
The woman had been in the middle of a work call when her former partner dropped off her 17-month son at her house.
Yeah.
It was only when the baby started crying 10 minutes later that the mum made the shocking discovery that it wasn't her baby. Don't call me. Wasn't hers, Jordan.
Okay. Where was hers? And how did the dad get this other baby?
It's quite a mistake, hey.
I'm guessing the dad maybe went to, childcare or something like that
You reckon he picked up the wrong one?
I don't want to say grabbed the wrong one, because that makes it seem like, he was just at the supermarket and grabbed skim milk instead of full cream.
You got a receipt for that?
do you guys do returns? Can we just swap it over?
Oh, isn't it incredible?
But what happened? Do you know how the dad managed to get the wrong baby?
Yes, I do. So what occurred was, the bloke's name is Sean. Okay, now Sean...
Typical Sean.
Yeah, rookie move. So first of all, the mother said, I immediately noticed that it was not my son, as my son has blue eyes and this baby has green eyes.
Such a dad thing not to notice. Yeah, the babies are all the same.
Taking off the baby's hat also showed dark blonde hair and not my son's light brown hair.
I mean, okay, maybe this is me sticking up for Sean's side, but dark blonde and light brown.
I agree.
They aren't a million miles apart.
Green and blue.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, how often do you look at the eyes?
Well, to make green, if you ever did art class, and you need blue to make green.
Okay.
Is their ballpark similar?
I didn't do art class, but thank you for telling me.
Okay, so she immediately called Sean in full panic mode, telling him to bring my correct child right this second.
It's an odd phone call.
So she explained also that her ex, Sean, also had another son with a woman who, effectively was 6 weeks younger than their kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I might be seeing why this relationship broke up.
So he'd accidentally confused the two as they lay sleeping in their car chairs after a day trip out.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Now, he's done a rookie move here.
Yeah.
On all sides.
He's made a mistake, and that is an understatement.
He's made a couple, maybe.
He's, yes.
A couple of mistakes.
Certainly, if your column of correct and mistake, this is definitely on the correct mistake kind of thing.
Yeah, it's because not only has he managed to probably piss off the ex there, he's also got the wrong... He's potentially brought the wrong one back to his current relationship.
Well, do you reckon... I mean, maybe the current wife or the current girlfriend... Do you reckon maybe he had managed to swap them over before she had got home or whatever? Do you reckon Sean would have told the current wife, so, funny thing happened today?
Do you know what's probably happened? He's probably had a day out with his mates and gone, do you know what? We should see if they'll notice. After a couple of beverages, he said, Sean's there with Big Dave.
Yep.
Just like, Dave-o, do you reckon if we swap these, do you reckon they'll notice?
I don't know. Let's see what Tomo thinks. Oh, no, Tomo's been swapped with Big Craig.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, would you like a flying car?
Yeah, I saw this, I think. They look a bit odd, don't they? The new flying cars?
Well, flying cars may be around sooner rather than later. A Slovakian... let me try that all again.
A Slovakian?
A Slovakian company.
Right, well done.
That's a tongue twister. has obviously spent its time in lockdown doing something very productive.
Yep.
Not like me.
Mm.
They have created a flying car, which they hope to bring to the market at some point in 2021.
Yeah, cars with wings, right?
Yeah, so have you seen the footage?
I saw the photo. Yeah, I reckon I did see the footage. It didn't fly, though, did it?
Yeah, so the company released like a 3-minute or so video of this car. You know how you hear flying cars and then you look at it and it's like a car with a massive hot air balloon or something?
Yeah.
This isn't it. This looks like exactly like the movies that you'd see.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it looks just like a normal car and then it's got retractable wings. They don't look that long.
Oh, I didn't
know.
And a
little tail that pops up as well at the back, and apparently it can fly.
Okay, I saw the still photo. So yeah. I assumed that the wings were not retractable.
No, yeah, the wings are retractable.
Well, that's a game changer.
Now, before we move on to game changers,
yes.
I should just say there's like a 3-minute video about this flying car advertising it.
Okay.
All the footage of the car flying looks to be heavily animated.
Why? What gave that away?
So, oh, you know.
They're like Dorothy and the Wicked Witch, like, flew past with the house.
I wouldn't be surprised. So, I've looked unclear whether this actually does fly or not.
Right, okay.
But, I mean, apparently this company is saying that it could fly at a maximum altitude of 1,500 feet for a range of about 620 miles.
Okay.
Which is decent. Like, yeah. if it works, brilliant.
We've had flying cars for years. The car flew at the end of Greece. No one knew why.
Yeah, again, I feel that may have also been heavily animated.
Which one was better, though, I wonder?
I don't know, probably the Greece one.
Yeah, it had Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta involved.
Yeah, I don't think Klein Vision, this Slovakian company, have anything to do with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. They could.
Get good actors. They can sell anything. Flying car. That looks legit.
Did you see the name of this company?
No.
Okay, so admittedly, I think the name of the car, sorry.
Ooh, is it called the Alpha Rocket?
No.
Is it called...
They haven't put as much thought into the name as you have in that 10 seconds.
Oh, okay, what do they call it?
The Air Car.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, okay. Names, not their strong point.
Maybe it sounds cooler in Slovakian.
Hopefully. So this car features retractable wings, a folding tail, as well as a parachute deployment system. Now, I wanted to talk about that parachute there.
Ooh.
Because I fear flying cars, that would be by far its downfall.
Mm.
You know, like you're just popping to the shops in your flying car. Here we are driving along. Yeah. There's the shops. Okay, let's land. Deploy the parachute. Then have to spend like 3 hours gathering it all up.
That's
folding
true.
It back in, putting it into the car.
Yeah.
You go and you do your shopping, you drive home, deploy the parachute again.
You would.
If you buy some frozen vegetables or something, they'd all be defrosted by the time you get them into your kitchen.
I think you haven't thought about what an advantage this is for you.
Why?
Because this may mean that you could, say, skip the line at the drive-thru. Because you could just...
I can't stop.
You could just, even if you're in the line, say, and then you haven't got the wings out, right, and you're, like, fourth back in the queue.
Yeah.
You just kind of, like, activate it. Wings come out, hover a little bit.
It's not that. It's
hover over the top of the three cars that
you
are.
You can't just hover.
Head in the line.
Even in their animated video, it showed it still being an aeroplane.
And then be like, look, guys, this car's coming down. You best reverse. And then you've skipped ahead in the line.
I mean, maybe that would save you a minute whenever you go through the drive-thru.
Yeah, it's a bit of a power play, though, right?
Yeah, and then they're all driving off home and you're like, oh, time to reattach the parachute.
Yeah.
Just give me 3 hours, we'll be fine.
You pick up all your, you pick up your Big Macs and your hot chips and you'll hop back in your flying car, try to take off, and you get a weight issue. Like, nah, we can't get out of here.
Yeah, fine, I'll just drive home the traditional way on the ground.
Simo and Jordan.
And you agree it's important to learn from your past.
Yes.
Important to look back on things you might have done and learn from it.
Some people who had a boozy Melbourne Cup day yesterday might be...
waking up and feeling that way.
Oh, I'm never going to drink again.
You hear that so often, hey?
And it lasts, what, about a day?
Yeah, some people can go the full week, I think.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing? You good?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Still looking at me.
So, learning from your past, the police do it too.
Okay.
I noticed this on a, this was a Scottish police Facebook page.
Okay.
3 years to the day since Scottish police had to stare down a tiger for 45 minutes.
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women.
Scotland, where tigers roam free.
Plenty of tigers in Scotland.
How? What do you mean they had to stare at that, look at it?
Okay, so police in Scotland, 3 years to the day, they were left a little red-faced because they mobilised numerous units, including three ARVs, dog handlers, and plenty of other police, not facilities, but, you know,
people and all that sort of stuff, equipment.
Yeah, and basically they stared down a tiger for nearly 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Nervous updates through the radio coming through saying it was unclear if the tiger had eaten any cattle, but it appeared well fed and its ears were seen to twitch. But other than that, it was very settled.
Okay.
According to the Northeast Police Division, when they were mobilised to deal with a tiger in a paddock in Scotland.
And then, so what happened?
It was a stuffed tiger.
Oh, so it was a toy.
It was a toy in a bit of a puddle. And the police wouldn't go near it for 45 minutes. We're going to call in the army. Call in someone else.
Also, man, you said at the start of this, the police have learned from their mistakes.
Yes.
3 years ago to the day that happened.
Yeah.
Did someone else get a tiger toy and leave it in the middle of a paddock?
Yeah. No, I think mammoths, I think they're dealing with now. Maybe a couple of other Yogi Bear, I think they've had an issue with.
Yeah, look, if you see a wild animal, probably best not to call the Scottish police.
Who do you call for a stuffed toy if it's...
I mean, I wouldn't have thought you'd call anyone because it's not dangerous.
Yeah, it's like...
We're not going to go to the news in like half an hour or so and go, oh, five people were killed by a stuffed toy. That's not going to happen.
The incident was stood down within 45 minutes once officers in attendance established there was no threat to the public.
imagine that call coming. Yeah, stand down. Oh, why? Don't ask.
No reason.
No, just stand down. Yep, let's go home. This never happened.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it is US Election Day.
Oh, yes.
Everyone is going to the polls over there or have already filed their vote in and posted it.
They're mad for it over there. It's like bigger than TV, I assume.
Yeah, it's certainly making news. There would be not many people in America that didn't know there was an election. Actually, not many people in the world that didn't know there was the US election happening today.
Did you see there was the woman that was on her way? She was having contractions to give birth and she stopped off to vote.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, man.
She was desperate for a democracy sausage.
Well, they took the...
Actually, do they have the sausage sizzles over in America? I hope they do. Probably not, now I think about it.
Hot dogs, probably.
Yeah.
But they took a mail-in ballot out to her.
Okay.
She was in the car, heavy breathing.
Yeah.
Right? And she was like, no, I don't want to mail in. Those are semi-fraudulent. And had to get a live voting slip.
Okay.
In the middle of deep breathing contractions before then heading off to hospital.
Well, she's certainly...
dedicated to the
cause. Yeah, dedicated to one particular politician for sure. Don't know which one. But to me, yes, it is US Election Day. Obviously, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, they are the two candidates.
Kanye West.
I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye West just put a last-minute bid in.
He's in there.
Is he in there?
Yeah, you can vote for him in. I think it's New York and LA and that's it.
He's not going to win. It's going to be one of either Biden or Trump.
Yep.
And a lot of, I think Joe Trump is, no, Biden's Democrat.
Yes.
And Trump is the other one.
Republican,
that's
well
it.
Well done.
Thank you. My expert knowledge
of
politics.
I watched a lot of House of Cards and Designated Survivor. So I'm all up on the politics.
We'll see if you're all up on this. There has been a bit of a trend starting amongst Trump fans.
All right.
Going along to vote.
The Trumpy babes.
Of wearing badges, not supporting Trump, not saying Trump for president.
Yeah.
But saying Baron Trump for president. Now, if you don't know, Baron Trump is Donald Trump's, I think he's a 14-year-old son.
Yeah.
In the inauguration 4 years ago, there was that footage of him like falling asleep on stage.
Classic.
It was like 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that.
As DJ Trump says, my very tall son, Baron. He always refers to him as very tall, and he's not that big.
I mean, maybe he's tall for a 14-year-old, but maybe. I mean, he's not like a basketballer or anything like that.
Yeah.
So the whole lot of people going into, presumably vote for Trump, have been supporting badges that say Baron Trump for president in 2052.
It's pretty funny, isn't it?
I mean, maybe they're getting a bit ahead of themselves, considering that's, what, 32 years away?
Yeah, but do you know why it says 52?
Why?
Is because they have it planned out. It's called a dynasty. So they've got Ivanka is due to go in after DJ Trump and then, et cetera, go through the family tree.
Oh, so they're going through the Trump family tree.
That's why Barron is only in 52.
Very tall son. He's going to win. He's going to be great.
We're going to have to make the door frames of the White House higher because he's very tall.
All of you, you're going to need step ladders just to see him.
I was wondering why that was. That makes sense because in the US, you have to be president, you have to be over 35.
Yep.
And in 2052, Barron will be 46. So it'll be well over. So I didn't know why they kind of, but no, okay, that makes sense.
It's called the Trump dynasty. We're just going to stay here. We're going to be around.
In which case, who comes after Barron if all of this does happen, which I hope it doesn't.
I don't know.
But if all of this does happen, I mean, Barron's, are they going to get his pet dog or something? Put them just to keep the Trumps in? Or?
Yeah, I know. What are we going to talk about when it's all over and they're done?
Flying cars, like we've talked about on this show.
Yeah, good point. Flying cars is an option.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? What's he going to do next?
Hey, Donald or Barron?
Yeah, all of them.
I assume Barron's just going to go back to school.
Like, all of them, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Oh, well.
I don't know, Trump might go back to school as well.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.